Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. This week on the HR Power Hour, Amy Dufresne, CEO of the HR Certification Institute, will be joining us, and she will be talking about what has happened in the past with HRCI, what is currently going on, and what the future is for this organization. She's going to be talking about their partnership with Top Employers Institute and why that global partnership is going to help them grow. And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. Amy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Glad to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
No, you're very, very welcome. HRCI has been an organization that's been around. How old is the organization?
So we are almost 40 years young. We are an organization that is excited about advancing the human resources profession and doing this by being the recognized standard for HR mastery worldwide. And we believe that certifications are and signify superior HR knowledge and know-how.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Certainly, you've been there as a CEO for how long?
I've been here for about 5 years as the CEO for about 4 years.
Well, that's great. And certainly you previously have done a number of different things. I looked at your bio, obviously, and you've done a lot of business and a lot of Municipal Securities Rulemaking Board. I was just looking at that. That fits HR. How? How does all that work into the HR world?
MSRB is an organization that at one time was really sleepy. And when Dodd-Frank happened because of the Enron debacle, Dodd-Frank came into play, and the MSRB became much more active and really worked on and with organizations like FINRA and the SEC to ensure that organizations and individuals were protected. And so what MSRB had to do is to play a much more significant role in protecting individuals in regards to the municipal securities market. And MSRB has also certification programs. And so protecting individuals and organizations through certification was one of the things that they have done and continue to do in that protection.
Well, you know, that definitely fits right within our HRCI's mission. One of the things I've noticed about HRCI is it appears to be over the last year really changing and morphing. Could you give us kind of an overview of where HRCI is right now? Where it's kind of changed over the last year, because I will tell you that in listening to HR professionals out there, there is a question mark in terms of, hey, you know, we have a lot of things going on at HRCI, we've got a lot of things going on at SHRM, we got a lot of these things happening out there in market today, and we'd kind of like to get some clarity in terms of where HRCI is going.
What I'll do is I'll talk a little bit about what we've done over the past 18 months or so, and then we've got lots of new programs and initiatives that are coming forward. And when there was some confusion that happened in the market, what we did at HRCI is started to connect with certificants around the globe, ensuring them that their certifications were as valuable to employers and to themselves as an individual as they were before the confusion happened in the marketplace. And so we began talking to individuals, one-on-one in town halls, reaching out to people globally and talking to them about the relevancy of their certifications. So we, connected with people, we talked to them, sort of one-on-one and in electronic communications, and even used some, very traditional means of the U.S. Postal Service at communicating with people, because we wanted them to know that their certifications through HRCI, primarily the PHR and SPHR certifications, are owned by the HR Certification Institute, and that in order to maintain those certifications, that you need to continue to recertify through HRCI, and, you know, by doing a number of different things from a recertification perspective, which are the same things that people have been able to do before, but there are many more. There are many more ways that people can recertify. So we have, you know, connected with people and worked to diminish the confusion. So we've also wanted to make sure that we've been communicating with organizations out there who employ HR practitioners. We've been talking to companies, talking to CEOs, CHROs, CFOs about the value of certification. We've conducted a value of certification study talking about those different credentials. We've also talked to many of our partners that are supporting the certification space. So I talked a little bit about the ways that people can recertify. A lot of those folks are our partners. So we've got many approved providers who are out there providing resources to individuals to recertify. So Human Capital Institute, HCI, has some wonderful resources that people can use. There are many local and state chapters out there who are providing some fabulous resources for people to recertify with. And so we can continue to connect with those people as well. So not just the certificates, but many of our partners who are both from our approved provider space and, most importantly, the employers and companies, so that they know and continue to see that our certifications are valued, and we have data to prove it. We have 40 years of data. We have certified nearly, in our 40 years of existence, 500,000 people, which is a pretty impressive number when you think about our career history and what we've done, and I think that's extremely impressive.
We're talking with Amy Dufresne. She's the CEO of HR Certification Institute. You know, Amy, one of the things that I think these institute has done a really good job in over the past, if you want to say, 8-9 years, of really branding PHR and SPHR as a gold standard. And I think it's done an excellent job of using those two, especially acronyms, in getting it so that business leaders, CEOs in particular, really understand those credentials. I think you see them in job descriptions where you wouldn't have seen them a few years ago. I think they're really out there. Have you know, in terms of that, in terms of making sure that there is clarity around that, one, I'm assuming that they're going forward strong, right, in terms of especially those two. There'll be more, obviously, we're going to talk about on the show today of what new programs and different things that are happening. But have you seen any increase in demand or interest in the certifications? Or, you know, how are you playing that out in the marketplace today?
Right. So we absolutely continue to see very strong interest and demand for our certifications. As you said, they're the gold standard. And we recently did a study. It was over this summer, and we looked at jobs that were being placed in the human resources space, and we looked at senior-level positions, mid- to senior-level positions, and we found 45,000 jobs that were out there in the HR space, which is really awesome, first of all, to have that volume and depth of opportunities for HR practitioners. But of those 45,000, more than half of those positions either required or were preferring an individual who held a certification from HRCI. So we see that as something that really validates our certifications. We also have had the opportunity to talk to companies like ADP and Deloitte who have built in to their succession planning certifications for HR practitioners from HRCI. So in order to get promoted, they have built it in that someone has to have the PHR, SPHR certifications. And so we think that that is a really fantastic testament to our certifications.
So when you're talking about certifications, you then have the process of recertifying, correct? And I know I certainly...
That's right.
Right. And so I've certainly read and that you know you admit that there's been a decline in this area. Is this still the case? Is this improving? And where do you see that fitting into the challenge that HR professionals, honestly, you know, I talk to them every day, and certainly that's part of the challenge is understanding whether or not they should recertify or whether or not they should look at something else. And this is the confusion in the marketplace that still exists even today, I have to be honest with you, in terms of what we're hearing. So to set the record straight, can we talk about how the recertification process is currently going, and where do you see that in terms of HR professionals who are trying to figure out what to do?
Excellent. Well, we are, I'm happy to talk about recertification because I think that that is a true testament of the value that individuals who hold the certification see and that they want to continue to maintain the certification. So I think that the quote that was out there about this misnomer around the recertification on decline was in Workforce Magazine. And that we're actually seeing our numbers, the reverse of that. So we continue to see above industry average recertification rate. So the industry for certification program, the industry rate for recert is roughly 70-ish percent. And we have historically seen year over year for at least the past 5 years, anywhere between an 85 and a 90% recertification rate. And it, you know, we continue to see the numbers being very, very strong, and people continue to see the value. Now, undoubtedly, people are confused, certainly. I mean, it's I think that we are communicating with people. Our call center team is taking calls every single day from certificates and clearing up confusion that they have because some people don't think that they have to recertify. So we are continuing to get the message out there that people absolutely have to recertify with us to make sure that they maintain that certification that they have earned. And so I think that we will continue to reach out to people and be very proactive with our message that folks absolutely need to recertify. And there are so many ways to do it. There are so many ways. And there's low-cost ways, there's free ways, there are ways that you can recertify by using something that you're doing for the first time on the job. There's a plethora of ways. And I think that some of the things that we've done over the past 18 months is to offer free opportunities for people to recertify for free. One of those is we published a book called The Rise of HR, and we worked collaboratively with three thought leaders in human resources, Dave Ulrich, Libby Sartain, and Bill Sheeman. And this was a collaborative effort that we sponsored with these individuals. We had a live facilitated session with Dave, and everybody that participated in this book did so in a voluntary way because they were all here to advance the profession of HR, which I think is really super exciting. So we did this live session that was facilitated by Dave. We had the CHRO for Driscoll's there. We had Driscoll Strawberries. We had the CHRO for an airline in Australia. We had individuals that flew in from South America. We had thought leaders from around the world. And we really modeled in this collaboration because we wanted this to be a fully collaborative effort. We did this in an innovative way because we wanted to offer something to the profession, to give back to the profession as the Institute has done year over year. And we wanted to give back in a way of moving the profession forward. And we wanted this to be a global effort. And so as of right now, we have shared over 1.5 million copies of this publication. It's being used in colleges and universities as part of their course curricula because it's free, which is, I know colleges and universities are always looking for free ways to recertify folks. And I think there were some really interesting outcomes of this book, and we're really excited about it. And our HRCI certificate holders can earn credits by downloading and reading this book. So this is just one of the ways that we have been able to give back to the profession by advancing the knowledge and professional development of an HR person and giving them credits for no cost. And so there are so many ways out there to recertify.
We're talking with Amy Dufresne, and she is the CEO of HR Certification Institute. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back. If you're responsible for hiring and firing, you know it can be like a roulette wheel. If your new hire turns out to be a bad hire, well, all you've lost is time and money. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Don't gamble with your hiring. We have a better solution. We've helped hundreds of companies like yours find the right talent, and we guarantee it. Career Management Associates delivers people that fit. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
Dale Carnegie Training specializes in building high-performing individuals and teams, and Dale Carnegie Maine provides public courses that do just that. On January 6, a one-day Step Up to Leadership course. January 21 starts an 8-week Dale Carnegie course. January 25 starts a 3-week Dale Carnegie Sales Training course. To sign up or get more info, go to maine.dalecarnegie.com or call 775-3253.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by cmacareer.com. And today, we're talking with Amy Dufresne. She is the CEO of HR Certification Institute down in Alexandria, Virginia. Yes, that's a great place to be.
It is great.
Awesome. Well, you know, here in January, we have a little bit of cold up here in the Northeast, so I'm hoping it's not as bad down there. That's all I have to say about that. All right, here we go. We talked about recertifications, and I have, you know, I wanted to let everybody know who listened to the last segment. We're going to provide the book, The Rise of HR, on the HR Power Hour site after this show. As everybody knows, after the show, you can go there and download this show, and you can re-listen to it. You can connect with Amy directly on the show. We'll have all that information for you. But we'll also provide the link to The Rise of HR, the book for HR professionals. So, Amy, you know, one of the things that, so we can get clarity today, so we can get real clarity, one of the things that HR professionals talk about at the beginning of the year, and they're thinking about recertifying, is they're looking out there and they're saying to themselves, okay, HRCI has been a great organization to me. I have my SBHR, I have my PHR, but now we have these other potential programs from SHRM. We have these other things that are out there that have been introduced to the marketplace. For clarity, what is really the difference between them, and why is HR's programs or certifications the gold standard? What's the difference between the two, and how can HR professionals really get their heads wrapped around the difference?
So I think that at HRCI, we believe that we are the gold standard certification. We have been doing certifications now for nearly 40 years. We are an independent organization that scans the entire marketplace of HR to ensure that what we have from a relevancy perspective is included in our programs. And from not only from a certification space, but from a recertification space. And we make sure that we are including, if there is a new competence model that is, you know, available out there, we are including that in our scan of the literature and making sure that it is included. So that independence is really important. And, you know, we include competency models in our research from Dave Ulrich, from John Boudreau, and our certifications have always been competency-based because we believe that you've got to be able to to not only have the knowledge, but you've got to have that know-how in being able to talk about and articulate your perspective from an HR perspective. We are also accredited. Our programs have gone through a very rigorous accreditation process, and we are accredited by an organization that's located here within the U.S. It is NCCA, which is the National Council for Accrediting Agencies, and they accredit organizations that protect the public. That's what they do. I happen to be a commissioner for them. I don't accredit our program, but we look at programs from crane operators to nurses. So they're programs that are very rigorous, and so we go through this accreditation process, and we have to go through it in a very rigorous way every 5 years, but every year we have to go through and revalidate all of the information that we are continuing to say that we're doing, that we're continuing to do it. So we are very proud of our accreditation, and so that also is something that is very valuable to us in our independence. We've also recently, from the perspective of knowing from a potential applicant of HRCI or an employer who is trying to determine, you know, what certification is best for my HR team, we have recently done a value of certification study, actually the first of its kind. And we looked at 20,000 HR professionals, both people that were certified by HRCI and people that were not certified by HRCI. And in addition to that, we talked to supervisors. So we wanted to get kind of this 360 perspective on the value of our certifications. And so we looked at and made sure that both the people who were certified by us and that were not certified by us have the same level of HR experience, were at the same job level. So we weren't comparing a director of HR to an HR generalist. So we made sure that that was all equal. We looked at and made sure that people had the same type and level of education. And we looked at the industries that people worked in to compare industries. And we looked at both this certified and non-certified group. And we asked them questions about opportunities for growth, for promotions, for compensation, for career satisfaction. And, of course, then we also look at demographics, people's experience and their tenure and their job level. So all the stuff that the statisticians want to make sure that they can prove from a validity perspective. So we also asked supervisors who took the survey of their HR professionals that they were supervising. We wanted them to be able to evaluate their subordinates. And obviously, they had to report their own demographics, et cetera. And the supervisors said that of their HR teams, that they recognize that HR certifications are a powerful marker of an HR professional's potential value to an organization. And what supervisors said about individuals who were certified is that they had more expertise in the core HR bodies of knowledge, that they performed at a higher level of excellence, which a supervisor would be able to assess that, and how exciting for them to be able to say that somebody that held our certification performs much, much higher, that they have a greater potential to be promoted, so supervisors were seeing those people who held our certifications as, you know, really nice successors for these senior level positions that they were looking to fill, and also that they performed better on strategic HR tasks, which we felt were all very important markers for the PHR and SPHR certifications from a supervisor perspective. Two out of three of those supervisors said that HR certified professionals, they preferred those candidates over people that were not certified, and that at least one of five HR supervisors were really looking for somebody who was certified in their HR positions to fill a position. So really exciting results from a supervisory perspective. And then what we looked at is people who were certified by HRCI, and they reported much better career outcomes than their non-certified counterparts. And what those folks indicated is that they make a much higher annual income than people who are not certified. So the PHRs made an average of almost $5,000 more per year, And STHRs made an average of almost 20,000 more per year compared to those who are not certified. When also looking at that income growth, that the PHR and STHRs both had sort of an equal distance income growth than those who were not certified because they were demonstrating their commitment to their profession. And we also, when talking to the PHRs and STHRs, they were really happy with their HR career. They had a much higher career satisfaction rate than those that were not certified, which I think we all know that having happier employees is something that you aspire to do. People that are committed to their profession are really great individuals that you want to have advocating for you and helping to build and lead the most important resource of your organization. And we also know that 98% of Fortune 500 companies have one or more HRCI certified professionals on their team. So all of these, when you look at all of these factors that validate and give credence to individuals who are certified, I think this all really makes the case that an individual who's looking to move up in their career and be a true HR professional, that they've got to get certified by HRCI. It's a really important career move for an HR professional to make, and that it will make them and help them in their career ladder, not only from a professional development perspective, but with their supervisors and their career growth. So I think that those are all really excellent markers.
We're talking with Amy Dufresne. She's the CEO of HRCI, the HR Certification Institute. She's laying out the case, ladies and gentlemen, for why HRCI certifications are still the gold standard in the industry today. You know, Amy, we are going to be talking about the future. So you have new programs that are coming out that you're introducing to HR professionals. What are some of those new programs?
So we've had several things that we are on the cusp or in the process of launching. And some of those are really specific for individuals who are looking to become certified. Some of those are for individuals who are already certified, and some of those are for our partners. So we have, we are in the process of launching a new way for individuals to prepare for the certification exam. So we've got, we're currently offering to individuals who are looking to become certified the capability for them to either use gamification in preparation, using a resource that you would use sort of in an isolated perspective to prepare for certification, or that if you are looking to prepare yourself to figure out what are the elements that we need to make sure that we're going to be successful on the certification exams, as we are improving our practice exams with some study aids that are built in. And so, you know, taking an exam is always a nerve-wracking experience, and I think that anything that we can do to calm the nerves of folks that are preparing for these certifications, I think, is something that we're really happy to help with. We also are launching an HR body of knowledge, and we are really excited about this because industries like human resources have a body of knowledge, which we've had one, and we are building this out in an even more robust way than we have before. So it's our own guide that will help you either prepare to become certified. It will help our partners to make sure that they're aligning their programs with our body of knowledge from a recertification perspective. So I think that this resource can also be used for the line managers who are looking for and being asked to take on more of the responsibilities from an HR perspective that an HR person used to do, as HR is being tasked to have a seat at the table. These line managers are taking on more of the transactional responsibilities of HR. So this this body of knowledge may be helpful to them as well. We also are focused on enhancing our user experience, so giving people the capability to purchase those preparation resources. And if somebody is not successful on the exam, that they have the capability to retake it again. So we call this second chance insurance. So those are some of the things that we are currently working on. We've got two global certifications that we have seen some tremendous growth globally in. We've seen double and triple digit increases in our global certifications, and we're really excited about the growth that we're seeing. Countries around the world are really excited about continuing to advance the profession of HR, and we are happy to help to do this. We formed a partnership with a human resources organization in Mexico, and we are delivering certifications programs to individuals in Mexico to continue to help them to advance the HR profession in Mexico. And we have translated our certifications into Spanish for those individuals, because again, when you talk about sort of this anxiety of somebody having to perform on an exam, that having that translated material is very, very helpful for them. So we've also participated in and will be talking about a competency study, which we have partnered on with the RBL Group, and we were the North American partner in the competency study. And that information is forthcoming and will be out over throughout this year on competencies. And we have formed most recently a partnership with the Top Employers Institute. And really, we believe that this is the evolution of the profession, developing not only human resources individuals, but the workplaces that they work in. And we believe that our partnership will continue to enhance and develop the HR profession overall.
You're listening to the HR Power Hour. We're talking with Amy Dufresne. She is the CEO for HR Certification Institute. We're going to be talking about the Top Employers Institute, as well as with Amy, when you come right back. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB. Be right back.
Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis, as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And today we've been talking with Amy Dufresne. She's the CEO of HR Certification Institute. Amy, I want to thank you very much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
So, you know, we're also going to join a new guest to the show at the same time. His name is David Plink. He's the CEO of Top Employers Institute. David, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. So if we could start out, David, give me an overview of what the Top Employers Institute actually is.
We're just like HRCI, an institute that certifies excellence in HR. Where HRCI is focused on the HR professional, we are focused on the employer. So what we do is we do an assessment, an audit, if you will, of the conditions that employers create for their people so that they can develop within their career and outside of their career. And that's something we do we've been doing for almost 25 years, headquartered in the Netherlands, and by now active in over 100 countries. We do this on an annual cycle, so companies get certified based on an annual review of their conditions, and if they meet the criteria, they are certified as a top employer. That's what we do in very short terms.
So when you are looking at becoming global partners with HRCI, what was the interest, what was the focus in terms of saying, hey, this is a group we want to get with?
When we looked at each other, I think we both immediately saw that we are very complementary to one another, where HRCI has a very strong original base in the U.S. and is expanding globally, and is focusing on the HR professional. We have our original base in Europe. We have a strong position in APAC and Africa. We're developing in the Americas, but we're not as big there as we are in some other parts of the world. And that complementary character of both our geographical footprint and our actual side of the HR industry made it a very logical choice for us to team up give HRCI the opportunity to grow in their worldwide exam applicants. That's something that we're focusing on to help HRCI with, introduce them to the right associations and partners that we have, and at the same time for us to have a more successful and rapid entry into the U.S. market than if we would go at it alone. We're a mid-sized company, and the U.S. is very big, so we figured that it made more sense to do this in cooperation.
Amy, when you were looking at this, do you think that this is going to mean for HRCI, for overall, in terms of the overall two organizations together?
Well, I think for us, we have always had an eye on the future of the HR profession, and we see that the future of businesses and organizations increasingly recognizing not only an importance of certifying their HR professionals, but looking at having their overall HR function meet the highest standards is fabulous. So we think that the partnership does a couple of things. It enables us to broaden and deepen our global footprint so that we can reach more certificates globally with our gold standard certifications. And it helps bring a world-class certification of the HR function to businesses that we work with here in the U.S. So we think that this partnership is very, very complementary in that way.
So how does it, Amy, also going to affect your certifications? Is there going to be anything that changes in terms of the certifications? Are they going to have any more clarity in terms of what they're actually going to be meaning having to do with this partnership?
For our certificates, this is only an added benefit to them to look at ways that they can highlight their particular HR functions within their organizations. And so I think that this is one more arrow in the quiver of an HR person's pack to differentiate them as an employer and to differentiate them to their CEO to really make sure that the CEO and the companies that they are leading see that the practices that they have within their particular organizations are best in class and are the gold standard, at least from the perspective of the organization.
Now, so David, when you're talking about, you said you're a mid-sized organization, probably more known in Europe or overseas and in the United States, this partnership certainly makes sense. For the audience members, for the HR professionals that are listening today who aren't familiar with your organization, could you provide them with an overview in terms of who the competitors might be so that they kind of get a feel for what your organization is like?
Absolutely. If we look at competitors, we look at other companies or institutes that acknowledge the qualities of employers. And there's various angles of looking at the qualities of employers. Some on a global level look at the image of employers. So what is the employer brand value? And Universum is one of the bigger ones worldwide. We also see in our competitive space companies that are focusing on employee engagement, employee satisfaction. So there, I think the most important competitor that we have on a global scale is the Great Place to Work Institute, very large in the U.S. and very large worldwide. I think, active right now in some 50 countries. So that's a competitor we see. But in the end, we do see that there's not a competitor that does exactly what we do, the assessment and the audit of the policy. So we are a little bit different than our competition. There's a lot of things happening in the employee engagement atmosphere, but not as much in the actual conditions that are created for people. So we also see that there are lots of companies that both work with Great Place to Work and with us. So it's in a sense more complementary than actually purely competitive. Those are the angles that we see: engagement, image, and then the way we look at the market, which is more the conditions that are in place for the people.
As we're entering 2016, David, where do you see some of the ways that you're going to partner with HRCI here in 2016? What are some of the benchmarks that HR professionals will look out and see, hey, yeah, I can see why this is a real benefit to me?
Well, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be entering the market together, looking at joint marketing opportunities and making sure that HR professionals are aware of what we do and recognize the value that we can offer for them. In terms of the content that we'll be providing, we're looking mostly at reports. We are deriving reports from our international group of participants. We have some 1,100 certified companies around the world, and we can provide great benchmarks to show them actually what is offered around the world. So if you look at content, that's something we're going to be focusing on, joint appearance at conferences. We'll be looking at speaking opportunities. So there's a lot of stuff that we are right now planning for 2016 and doing that in partnership with HRCI.
Amy, he mentioned a body of knowledge that he's going to be providing. Do you see this as being part of HRCI's HR body of knowledge that you're looking to create here in 2016?
We continue to look at the body of knowledge to make sure that we are encapsulating all of the changes that are going on within the profession overall. So it's not just looking at one organization's perspective, but many. And I think that that's really important for your listeners to know. And as we're, you know, as we continue to evolve the body of knowledge, which we do annually, that we've got to make sure that relevancy continues and that we're representative of the total marketplace. I think one of the other things that we're doing together, top employers and HRCI, I think that top employers has a wealth of thought leadership in the HR profession, and we're looking to be able to share that thought leadership with individuals here in the U.S. The top employers is with several organizations here in the U.S. that they have already been working with. I think some of those are organizations that of names that we would recognize. And I think that in order to continue to partner together and to share the thought leadership and the joint sponsorship opportunities and the mutual introductions are all things that we can do collaboratively to continue to advance the profession of HR.
David, how long have you been at the Top Institute?
How long have you been at the Top? Well, it's hard to say about yourself whether you're at the Top. I think we're developing very nicely on a global level. We're growing fast. We've been doing business recognizing employers for 25 years, almost 25 years, and based on the current methodology, the certification methodology, we've been doing this for the past almost 12 years. So it's for others to judge whether we're at the top. We certainly like to see us doing as much as we can to be there and to stay there, but we've been doing this for some decades now.
Do you see any difference between, David, coming to the U.S.? The U.S. market is slightly different, of course, than the European market. Do you see some changes that have to be modified or anything that you feel that will be, which will enhance the U.S. value from the European perspective?
Yes, definitely. There's a sheer size of the country. Europe, in a sense, is If you look at it differently, it's a collection of states. Like the U.S. is a collection of states, but the only difference in Europe is that there are all kinds of different languages and different laws. So I think it's a bit different from that perspective. So when we look at the U.S., we have the advantage of looking at it as one country, but the size of it makes our approach a little bit different. And then the other component that we are looking into adjusting are our benchmarks, because the U.S. is interested in overseas developments, but in the end, mostly interested in local benchmarks. So right now, we expect to be able to have in 2016 a good group of benchmark companies participating in a program and thereby deriving insights that we can share with our participants. That's a more important one, I would say, than in other markets, where in other markets our participants are more used to getting benchmarks based on other countries as well, whereas the U.S. is a little bit more U.S.-centric, given the size, given the power of the economy there. There's no need to compare always with other countries. So that's something we will adjust to make sure that we have a good competitive benchmark group for our U.S. participants.
We're talking with Amy Dufresne, CEO of HR Certification Institute. We've also been talking with David Plink, CEO of Talk Employers Institute. They're going to be global partners. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB, and we will be right back.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's JacksonLewis.com.
At highway speeds, the average text takes your eyes off the road for about 5 seconds. That's enough time to travel the length of a football field. Stop texts. StopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Dale Carnegie Training specializes in building high-performing individuals and teams, and Dale Carnegie Maine provides public courses that do just that. On January 6, a one-day Step Up to Leadership course. January 21 starts an 8-week Dale Carnegie course. January 25 starts a 3-week Dale Carnegie Sales Training course. To sign up or get more info, go to main.dalecarnegie.com or call 775-3253.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we're talking with Amy Dufresne. She's the CEO of HR Certification Institute. We've had a great hour talking about a lot of great things. But the bottom line at the end of the day is that HRCI is still strong, still moving forward, and they're ready to help you, HR professionals out there. And business leaders should still consider their certifications as a solid level of performance and a must-have for many HR professionals. Amy, you know, as we head here into the last segment here, I know you mentioned that HRCI is heading into its 40th anniversary year. Tell us a little bit about that. Are there going to be some special things going on? What's really some things that you can say to yourself, hey, we've accomplished 40 years. Not a lot of companies do that, or organizations do that, so you should be very proud.
Thank you. We are. We're really proud to be continuing to support and advance HR. And we've been proud to be partners of our certificates over the years. And we will certainly be having a very large celebration this year to mark our 40th anniversary. We'll be having a celebration which will invite our partners and current certificates to join us. We'll be inviting our partners around the globe to join us. And so those are the things that we'll be doing to celebrate the actual 40th anniversary. We're really excited about 2016 because we feel like we've got many new offerings for our certificates. both current and future. We're looking for ways for to make the recertification process much simpler. We're looking for ways to make the recertification process much simpler. And we're looking for to be collaborative with not only partners around the globe, but partners here in the U.S., because we believe in working together and we believe in collaboration. And we will continue to, in every partnership that we have those elements in each of our partnerships. So, you know, I think that we've had lots of successes over the past 40 years with our being the engine behind our gold standard certification of PHR and SPHR. I think our accreditation is something that we're very, very proud of, and that we have gained over that 40 years. And without that longevity and that credibility, we wouldn't be able to be accredited. I think that we've launched a global certification for people who are practicing cross borders with our GPHR certification. We just celebrated a decade that that has been available to HR practitioners. And then we have our two newest global certifications for individuals who are practicing HR within their particular country. And we're really excited about these new products that are available to HR practitioners to continue to advance our profession. So I think that those are things that we're really excited about, not only looking backwards to our 40 years, but what's coming up in the next 40 years.
Well, you know, looking forward, one of the things that I'd like to give you the opportunity to is to talk to the HR professionals out there as we head into the last minute of the show and really tell them, you know, exactly what you see is their future in terms of really with HRCI and what you really think they need to make sure if they get anything out of the show today that they hear loud and clear from you directly. So, Amy, it's your time. 1 minute. Go right ahead.
So I think it's important for your listeners to know that we are and will continue to be the engine behind our gold standard certifications, the PHR and the SPHR certifications, and that we will continue to maintain our independence by making sure that we are scanning the entire HR industry to make sure that we are relevant and current with everything that we continue to offer. I think that in order to continue to advance, we've got the data to prove it from our value of certification study, that for an HR person who is not yet certified, that they need to be certified by HRCI, because we can show them, we've got the data to prove that it will make you happier in your job, it will get you more money as an HR practitioner, and you will be promoted much more quickly than a person who is not certified. So those are all things that are important for HR folks to know that are not yet certified. And for those that are certified, we will continue to support you. We want to continue to hear from you, and we want to know how we can make our processes better for you and how we can be a better partner for you in your journey as an HR practitioner.
We've been speaking with Amy Dufresne. She is the CEO of the HR Certification Institute. It's been a great discussion, Amy, today. I really want to thank you for being on the show today. I think HR professionals learned a lot, and also they'll continue to look at your programs as the gold standard. So thank you again for being on the show.
David, with all the confusion in the marketplace, we're so grateful to have had the chance to talk to you today and to your listeners. So thank you very much.
You're very welcome. You're listening to the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB, 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.